Friends, C.S. Lewis spoke about two opposite and equally perilous errors we make regarding the devil and his demons. Either we make too much of them, or we go about blissfully as though they don't even exist. Either error suits the devil just fine, because he can use either to ruin us. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we're considering what the Bible teaches about the devil and his tactics. Yesterday we considered the error of excessive interest in demons. Today we'll consider the opposite error, living oblivious to the great danger our invisible enemy presents. A great remedy to this I've found is to meditate on what Paul is doing in the second half of Ephesians. After speaking to the church's unity in Christ, Paul ends chapter 4 with some warnings, particularly in verse 27, that we not give the devil a foothold in our lives. In chapter 5, Paul begins to flesh this out by telling us to walk carefully because we're living in evil days, verses 15 and 16. And the Greek word here for walk carefully is the word we get the English word acrobat from. Paul is saying, you need to be on your toes because you're walking through a minefield every day. One false step, kabooey! And then Paul begins a long section that concludes chapter 5 and goes into chapter 6, a section often entitled Household Codes. Wives, respect your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. Fathers, don't exasperate. And it ends with a section on slaves and masters, which we could say today are workers and bosses. Paul's spelling out how we are to be rightly related to each other. Now listen to what comes immediately after as Paul ends his letter. Verses 10 to 12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Does this not seem odd? Paul begins with the world being a minefield, a dangerous battlefield. Stay on your toes. And then he enters into our living rooms and our workplaces with our family and our friends. And immediately after, he takes us on this 20,000-foot flyover to show us this great cosmic battle that's raging. Paul, what are you doing? Let me ask you, does your marriage ever feel like a battle? Do family members line up and take sides against each other? Ever felt ambushed at your job? And what do we end up doing about it? Do we crawl into the corner? Do we play passive-aggressive? What's going on when I can be perfectly fine one minute and the next I'm boiling mad? How come we can get so angry at someone and the next day we look back and say, what in the world came over me? Oh yeah, Joel. Paul said in Ephesians 4, be angry and do not sin. Don't give the devil an opportunity or a foothold. Paul is saying that that battle in your home was the devil's deception. He found a weak spot. Your husband, your wife, your parent, your boss, they weren't your enemy. Your true enemy pulled out his playbook and he ran a misdirection and you fell for it big time. And he's very good, my friends. He's doing this all over our community. How many battles rage all around us? Someone just got killed at a local gas station. It was on the news, and after was a report on plans to reduce gun violence, the lack of education, safety courses. There's a list of contributing causes. I heard nothing about the devil. He didn't make the list. And that is because CNN, Fox, ABC, none of them have a clue. They choose to be oblivious to the greater spiritual reality. My friend, we cannot be oblivious. That error will destroy us. Paul says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And by the way, this is a guy who's been beaten with rods, whipped, stoned by human opposition. But Paul understands that this is a visible manifestation of a bigger invisible battle. There are supernatural cosmic invaders all around, and mankind is the battlefield. How often do we think about this in our day-to-day? Do we think about this when we're exhausted by temptation? When our emotions are the biggest muscles in our bodies? When our normal situations just seem to be such a struggle? When life just seems like darkness? Are we aware of what we cannot see? My dear friend, this is the intimate conflict. The enemy seeking to take you down. That's what Paul's saying as he uses this really rare Greek word, which means to wrestle or to take down. Paul later say the devil launches darts, but here is a much more intimate conflict. The enemy is seeking to take you down. And we need to see this as part of the normal of this age. The news isn't going to inform you of this. Sadly, too many preachers deny this, selling you a message of prosperity and peace. Now, yes, Jesus did give us his peace. He left us his peace, but that was peace with God. An end to the hostility with your Creator, so now the Father's face shines upon you. Praise Jesus! But there can be no cessation to all hostilities until that wonderful day our Lord Jesus returns. So what do we do, Joel? Three things. First, we get up each day remembering we're at war. And so we get on our knees and pray that God will bring the powers of heaven to bear on every situation we're going to face in our day. Second, we remember Paul's admonition. We remember that we don't go out in our own strength, but we go out in the strength of the Lord and in his might. And third, we make sure we're wearing the right gear when we go out, which we'll explore more tomorrow. But until then, my friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.